Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Kringle Talks Christmas. I'm your host, Chris Kringle. This is episode 2. I hope you all enjoyed episode 1, which was about Tomte, which is a little small Santa Claus-like figure, garden gnome-type figure, found in Scandinavia, specifically in Sweden, and, well, across most parts of Scandinavia. Today's episode is taking a little turn back into the UK, back into London, where I'm from. And it's all about the Christmas store called Liberty. Liberty London, people know it by. And when I say Christmas store, it isn't exactly a Christmas store. It's a store full of loads of different things. You know, different designs, fabrics, all these different luxury items that you can find within the store. But it does have specific Christmas vibes, as they would say. So we are going to go straight into it, if I'm honest. And I do apologize, firstly, if you do hear any soaring or any background noise. Somebody's decided, I know what I'm going to do on a Sunday afternoon, is soar, because that's what people do in this country, apparently. So anyways, let's get straight into it, and we will start talking about Liberty London. Now, when adventurous founder Arthur Lays and Liberty laid plans for a London emporium laden with luxuries and fabrics across different lands, his dream was to metaphorically dock a ship in the city streets. To this day, a voyage of discovery awaits on the good ship Liberty. With history hidden amongst 6 floors of cutting-edge design, unexpected edits and beautiful wares from the world's greatest craft people, including a dedicated area to Christmas all year round. In 1875, Arthur borrowed £2,000 from his future father-in-law and took a building on Regent Street, which, for those that don't know, is adjacent, which parallel to Oxford Street, which is one of the most famous shopping streets in the world, specifically obviously in the UK. London, with just 3 dedicated staff and plenty of ambition. Liberty's collection of ornaments, fabric and objects d'art from around the world proved irresistible to a society intoxicated at the time by Japan and the East, and Liberty affected social change in interior design and dress. So much so that the Art Nouveau period in Italy is called Liberty style. Within 18 months, that loan was repaid. Now, you've just got to wonder and question, really, just how much £2,000 back then would be now. I mean, any mathematicians who listen into this can shed light on exactly how much that would be. You're talking quite a lot. A realization of Arthur's original vision, our magnificent great Marlborough Street shop, followed in 1924. The beautiful building was designed by Edwin T. Hall and his son, Edwin S. Hall. In 1922, the builders, Messrs. Higgs and Hill, were given a lump sum of £198,000 to construct it, which they did from the timbers of 2 ancient 3-decker battleships. As you can see, they're keeping in line with the docking of your ship mantra. Records show more than 24,000 cubic feet of ship's timber were used, including their decks, now being the shop's flooring. The HMS Impregnable, built from 100-year-old oaks. 34, why did I just say it like that? I'm not too sure. 3,040 100-year-old oaks from the New Forest, and the HMS Hinderston, which measured the length and height of the Liberty Building. Wow, that is quite a lot. Now, the 1920s was a time of Tudor revival, considered the most crafted and English of architecture. So the shop was engineered around 3 atriums, designed to feel like a home. Each atrium was surrounded by smaller rooms, complete with fireplaces and furniture. And still to this day, if you visit the store, you will see those. It is really beautiful. Ever the purveyor of craftsmanship, Arthur Liberty had a furniture workshop in Archway, London, run by Lawrence Turner. The workshop produced Liberty art and craft furniture, and the intricately carved panels and pillars found throughout the store. The craftsman allowed his fantasy, ensuring every ornament was a one-off, paving the way for discovery. Sadly, however, Arthur died 7 years before the building's completion, so never really saw his dream fulfilled. But his statue does stand proudly at the flower shop entrance to welcome you warmly into his emporium of wonder. The building is now a heritage site listed London icon, and today, Liberty is famed for its directional design, cultural collaborations, and inspiring curation. A dedicated in-house design studio is still at the core of all that they do today. Hand painting and creating the beautiful prints and reworking finds from the 40,000 strong archive. Today, you can find many stores across the UK that have a Christmas theme section all year round in their stores. Many stores across the UK that cater specifically to Christmas all the time. Recently, I was in Edinburgh with my family, and there's a couple of shops, where they have Christmas all year round. And they have the shop workers, they're called elves, and every time you enter, they say Merry Christmas, and it was fantastic. Where my brother lives down in Gloucestershire, they've got two dedicated Christmas stores nearby and nearby neighbouring villages. Many of these stores, including the ones I've just mentioned, can give thanks to Liberty as the founding father of Christmas stores here in the UK. Now again, mentioned before about it being on Regent Street adjacent to Oxford Street parallel. Oxford Street do a wonderful Christmas lighting display. It's a really beautiful one. It's traditionally, it's kind of going across the themes of what's happened that year. So last year, 2020, obviously was the year, well, still in the pandemic, but there was a lot of dedicated towards the National Health Service, which is obviously the free funding or the tax funded health service here in the UK, and provides healthcare, you know, free of charge to most families, most people. And that lighting display across Oxford Street was dedicated to them. So the Liberty store nearby, like I said, you can go all year round, and it's Christmas themed in specific areas of the store. And yeah, that's what I wanted to chat about today, was Liberty. So if you're ever in the UK, please make sure you visit Liberty as a point of call, especially if you're, you know, Christmas enthused, which I'm sure if you are listening to this podcast, you would be. One would like to hope, but you know, that's my story of Liberty, and I hope you can, you know, take time and take pride if you do come to the UK to visit. Like I mentioned, this is a very short one. This is episode 2 of Kringle Talks Christmas. I am your host, Chris Kringle, as always, and I hope to see you soon with a few more episodes over the next few weeks leading up to Christmas. And until next time, guys, Merry Christmas. Take care. Goodbye.